matter, man? Come on. Get with it.
Can I get some more coffee, please?
Coffee, please. IV. He just needs an IV.
I do. I think caffeine. Maybe a Tabasco IV would help.
Oh, there you go.
Let's get back to the callers. We do have some folks calling in with questions about their landscaping and gardening. Let's go to Marty and welcome Marty to the conversation. Good morning, Marty.
Hello. My question for Mr. Harper is, a couple of months ago, probably in October, I planted some sod in an area behind my house. On the south side, right up against the block wall fence, and it's starting to look kind of yellow. I mean, it's dying off, and I think that it might be bad soil preparation, but I'm not sure as far as breaking it up. I don't think it got broke up deep enough. Is there something I can do now, like maybe with the aerators or something, to get some moisture in there to...
Hang on a second. Let me go find Mr. Harper.
Oh.
I'm giving you a hard time. You laid the sod in October, so it had winter grass overseeded in the sod. It was an overseeded sod?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it's been green all winter, and it's just turning yellow?
Yeah, it started turning yellow.
Soon as it got really cold?
The first of the year. What's that?
Soon as it got really cold.
When it got really cold.
Yeah, okay.
Water.
Yeah, it's just you probably haven't fertilized it enough.
I haven't fertilized it at all.
Well, see. That would not be enough.
I like it, honestly.
That would not be enough. You need to go get yourself some Turf Royale, 21714 Turf Royale. Get some of that on there. And with these 80-degree days, a shot of Turf Royale and some warmer weather, and that sucker will, then you'll be wishing you hadn't done it because you'd be mowing it about twice a week. So you got to fertilize those winter lawns once a month, especially prior to really cold weather, because the cold weather actually freezes and damages that ryegrass and yellows it out. So if it doesn't have enough nutrients to come back out of that, it can take a while for it to green back up. So.
Marty, we appreciate the call. Good luck. A little fertilizer. We think you'd be in good shape. Now, let's go to Terry. Terry has a call in here for Mr. John. I won't call you Mr. Harper. How about Mr. John? Hello, Terry. How can we help you?
Hey, I have an old Arizona suite. The house was built in '86. I have a bunch of orange trees, several of them put out. A couple of them have died off, blood orange, etc. But I've got a beautiful Arizona suite. It puts out a ton of flowers in the whole bit. Last year, didn't have one orange. The year before, probably 50 or 60 oranges. I probably have only gotten, in 10 years, 75 to 100 oranges tops. But it's a huge tree. I shouldn't say huge. I should say a very full, very healthy-looking tree.
It's healthy. Otherwise, it just doesn't set a lot of fruit. It blooms good.
Yes.
Just not getting fruit set. Well,
plenty of bees, everything else,
yeah.
All the other oranges.
Wow.
Fruit very well. Same area.
I would, it's just genetics. It's either the problem with what's a quote-unquote Arizona sweet, that could be any one of about five different actual varieties of citrus that were all deemed Arizona sweets. Diller, Mars, Hamlin, I'm even forgetting a few of those. But so it could be varietal, although most of those are generally pretty reliable here. And we do get bad genetics. It could be the rootstock it was grafted on. It just could be. But if it's been doing that for years, that is just the way it is.
Okay.
And I don't think there's anything you can do to change it. So
okay.
Either live with it as a beautiful green flowering tree in your backyard, or if you want lots of oranges, you need to plant a new one.
Well, we have about five other trees, so we have plenty of juice for the whole year.
And I probably wouldn't sweat it unless you want another variety of citrus and you need to make room for it. Then, a lemon or a lime or a grapefruit or something like that. But I don't think there's anything you can do different that's going to improve that situation.
Thanks for the call, Terry. And that kind of brings us back to the landscaping tip that we can touch on one more time here as we wrap up the garden hour. And don't forget that saw blade, because I'm going to re-gift that to the new baby.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's first.
Yeah,
tool.
First tool. A sawzall blade.
Here you go, kid. Here you go, kid.
Here you go, Rosie.
It's time to prune.
Quattro. I don't know what we're going to call it.
Quad. The quad man. Well, yeah, citrus. You know, we've kind of lost in the shuffle, maybe, of all of the pruning back, freeze damage, freeze, weeds, all the different things that we've been talking about. We kind of glossed over fertilizing citrus, and it's certainly not too late. And it's also time to feed just about anything in your yard as things start to flush and emerge out of kind of our cold weather winter with pruning back, frost damage, citrus, all of those plants need a little help. We want to make sure that they do get leafed back out. The gentleman with his lime tree was concerned about sunburning and burning if it didn't get leafed out. And that's a legitimate concern. The fact that his is already leafing out good, that's a really good thing. And the fertilizer will just ensure the fact that those trees completely leaf back out, canopy themselves back out, and avoid getting any sunburn on the major limbs and trunks of them. So if you're having to prune severely on things, you want to make sure those leaves get back out before it gets hot. Fertilizing will help that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming all the way across town to join us here live at University of Phoenix Stadium.
A little sightseeing
this morning.
Adventure.
Thanks a bunch. Yeah. It's kind of interesting touring the stadium when it's empty. Sure is a quiet place when there aren't 70,000 Cardinal fans in here.
A little different in there.
Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anyplace. It's Rosie on the house.